Hello, it's Denise O'Neill, Inner Life Coach and Community Manager for It's All About Women. And today, Dr. Lynn Morrell is our featured guest. It's so exciting because with these winter days that have just started, I am sure our listeners are ready for a soul lift, and that's exactly what Dr. Lynn Morrell is going to share with you today. She's a pioneer in connecting the dots between the soul and everyday life, a visionary thought leader, author, speaker, and facilitator for more than 40 years. She's inspired thousands of people across the globe to step into the creative expression of their spiritual essence, purpose, and destiny. And what I find so beautiful and touching is that Dr. Lynn, in spite of her academic credentials, has single-handedly learned ways to slay the dragon. And today, she is so excited to share with you her secrets. Welcome, Dr. Lynn.
Thank you, Denise. That was lovely. It is such a gift for me to be here because I'm committed to helping this planet lift each other and starting with ourselves. So I thought today I would share some tidbits that have gotten me through, because, you know, the dragon is everywhere. Have you noticed you have a really great moment? You turn around and the moment's gone and something's facing you that's like, where'd that come from? Well, that's what I like to call either the matrix or the negativity or our wonderful strengtheners. And the ego is really one of the carriers of the negativity. And my goal is to lift people above that so that in spite of what happens to us, not because of what happens to us, we can find ways to lift our spirits and lift one another so that every single thing, every breath can be used to lift us. And that's really what I'd love to share with your listeners today.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I know that our listeners are going to enjoy this. After reading the letters, the mail that comes in, you know, many of our listeners and the women within our community feel stuck, and they want to know, you know, how to get out of this maze, this crazy maze of life, and to get to their destination. And I just know that you have those answers for them.
Well, thank you. I know I've found answers for myself, and I think that's ultimately what we have to do. I think a lot of these answers may well be transferable. So I've been in those stuck places, Lord know, for many years in some areas of my life. I think we all have that, you know, the thing that just shows up again and again. But here's the thing, you know, the dragon is everywhere. Being stuck, feeling overwhelmed, feeling too skinny, too heavy, not smart enough, not educated enough, all the not enoughs, those are all the dragon's tactics to take us down. So one thing that has helped me so much is to recognize that anytime something shows up that looks like it's going to take me out, I just take a step aside. I look at it and say, oh, you're here to strengthen me. And then I take my focus, which is so hypnotizing to be, I'm going to say, you know, have that negativity or that pattern or that challenge in our face, and to take a step aside and say, every day is a thanks-giving day. So I give thanks for what looks like it's going to destroy me. Now, that is so not logical, Denise. But let me tell you, when my second husband died in a plane crash, literally, I would wake up in the morning and I would go, okay, there's got to be something to be grateful for. I have a roof over my head. Take a breath, Lynn. Oh, my God, the neighbors brought me dinner. Oh, that's such a wonderful thing. And then my mind would go, you need to do this, 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 and this, and say, wait a minute, what's my next step? So a way that we can lift ourselves when we're stuck is very simple. We don't have to know how we're going to get out of the dilemma. We merely write down a goal that we are finding the clarity to get out of our situation. So the act of writing down a goal, stepping aside, being grateful, telling ourselves we don't have to know our next step, taking a couple of deep breaths and writing down a goal. And in our willingness to be grateful, this magic door opens. I call it the anti-matrix or anti-negativity buster.
I love it.
We make space for our creative inner guidance. You could call it, you know, God. You could call it whatever, you know, name you use. It doesn't matter. But the thing that breathes us is with us always, even in our darkest hour. So imagine if we gave ourselves a break when we got really stuck, because I'll tell you, the mind will say you're no good. How could you be so stupid? That was the dumbest thing in the world, and on and on and on. It's a continual 24/7 news release from our ego to us by way of the world. So it's the universal press of negativity that hits us, and yet there's another way. And that's one tip. Every day is a Thanksgiving day to breathe, to write a goal down. You know, you don't have to know how it's going to come, but the act of writing it down is a prayer to your universe.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful. I just, what I'm thinking to myself right now when you're talking is, you know, it's just being present and honoring that. I say it's like a mirror, these situations in our life that invite us to stretch and grow. And that voice of the inner critic is so loud. And to just be present in the moment and be willing to live the questions, you know, that it's not easy to do. And so I like the idea of being able to write down an intention and a goal, like a goal for yourself, to take
right. That
action step to keep the focus.
And then the thing I always do, Denise, which is my personal preference, is since I don't know what's for my own highest good, I mean, I may pray for a Cadillac or to get divorced or to get married, and maybe I forgot a few details that I didn't even know about. So I put on my goal for the highest good of all concerned. And it's not going to come in our timing.
No.
when I was widowed, you know, as soon as I could stop crying and started to give myself some space to know that there's life after death, I wrote a goal for a husband, for a wonderful husband. You know, the one that had passed away was a doll. And I wrote this down, and it took 9 years before the next husband appeared, and I almost ran him over.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really funny. Oh, it's a true story. Matter of fact, I have a new book coming out, and that's how it starts. In the beginning, my red Chevy van, and I almost ran him over.
Oh.
And so, you know, your prayers are answered, just not the way you expect or in the timing.
that's one way to find him.
Oh, man. He told me, till the day he passed away, he said to me, you know, honey, you ran me over the first day, and you've been running me over with your love ever since.
Oh,
you know,
so
and
sweet.
I know, and man, it sometimes, you know, in life, you got to turn over a lot of rocks looking for the prince.
Mm.
But the truth is, we are, how can I say it? We're the prince, we're the princess, we're the king and the queen. When we love ourselves so thoroughly, then like what you said about mirrors, the world will give you your heart's desire. It's just the dragon blows so much smoke around us, we think we're lost in a fog of never getting any place. Which brings me to a way to also navigate the fog.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever had a foggy day where your brain is so fried that you just can't think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh, yes, me too. I'm the queen of that. I'm the queen of rushing from A to B, like, you know, Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And so what I've learned the hard way is that when I slow down, when those days come, even if I take a 5-minute breath break, a walk, I turn on the happy music, jump on my rebounder, and I bounce for 4 minutes, that's actually slowing down so I can speed up. Because when we're so busy, you know, taking care of the daughter, the son, the dog, cooking the oatmeal, changing the kids' diapers, you know, worried because we're not going to have enough money to pay the rent, or will our husband, or will we get a job, we get really tight inside. I know I did. And so when I take those breaths, when I take a chill pill moment and I just slow down, even if I set my timer for 5 minutes, oh my God, that 5 minutes lets the smoke clear. And then the creativity comes in. You see, the biggest illusion of the Matrix of the Dragon is that we do stuff ourselves. The truth is, we're partners with God, we're partners with creation, whatever name you want to use. You could use Murph or Smurf, it doesn't matter. But we're partners with the thing that breathes us. And so when we give space, just the baby's space, like, you know, they say you have faith as a mustard seed, well, have breath and give yourself space so that the answer is in the problem. And I'll say that again, the answer is in the problem. So don't fear the problems, because if you look back, those biggest obstacles will be the greatest gifts you've been given.
Mm.
And I've heard that over and over and over from the cancer patients I've worked with. I didn't ask for it, but man, it's been the best gift I ever got. You know,
I've heard
the
same.
Yeah, it's really, really quite remarkable. Mm-hmm.
It is, and the brokenness is the gift. And
I
think in that brokenness, it helps us, you know, to see the oneness and to transcend our egos and experience that unity of another.
Right, you know, because there's nothing to be hated, despised, or feared. I mean, the ego gets really bad press. I call it edging goodness out. Another name for the ego could be the dragon. But we need a dragon because we're in dragon land on Earth. You know, that's the nature of this life. But the bigger, our truest nature is to know that we are souls having a human experience. You know, and that Teilhard de Chardin said that. And I so embrace that. I know that in every cell of my body. That there's nothing that the human spirit can't move through. And I know that, and I'm happy in spite of everything that's happened to me. I mean, by all rights, I had to be locked up crazy. So much stuff went on in my life. And you know what? I got crazy sane because I learned beyond all the stuff coming at us, there's always grace.
There's this need to move through it. We can't go around it or under it or over it. We do need to honor the experience of what we're going through. So that gratitude piece is paramount in the whole process.
Oh, gratitude and forgiveness. And if you can't forgive the person or yourself, whatever your faith tradition, call upon your source of inspiration and say, you know, I'll just put it in ordinary terms. Look, God, I'm having a really hard time forgiving this one. It's just unforgivable. Can you forgive for me? Can you show me how? And I'll tell you why. Anything we don't forgive will never hurt the other person, but it will make us sick. I know that. There were some things that were unforgivable in my life that I never thought I could forgive. And you know what? As soon as I forgave myself and them, you know, there's the Ho'oponopono prayer. You know,
I love that prayer.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And then I add to that, because it's my nature, I add, and God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that does is you're saying that prayer as though it's directed to the other person, but the truth is that person also lives in us. It's back to the oneness. These are far-out concepts.
Yes, and what I really appreciate about that prayer, Dr. Lynn, is that it honors the disconnect that you're feeling at the time. And it speaks to the desire of your heart to have that connection, to have that reconciliation, that healing.
Oh, and that's so true. And way, way back in the time of Hippocrates, he wrote something called, I think it was called Epidemics. And in it, he said, healing involves the physician, the patient, and I forget the third thing, whatever the condition, knowing the condition. But what he said was, first do no harm. So forgiveness is like having a virus. It will eat away at us, lack of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to that place of, we as patients have to take responsibility and be patient with ourselves, because dis-ease is fueled by lack of gratitude, by poor me, why did this happen to me, it's not fair. That's all the dragon's lies. Things happen to us because they happen to us. Our job is to choose that we're going to make ourselves better and stronger, and everything that comes against us feeds us to become soul lifters across the planet. And can I share another prayer? I know we're getting close to the end of our call, but I learned this from Dr. B, and it's something that really has shifted my life. Every day, all my relationships are win-win in all circumstances, no matter what. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. It is. I mean, I could just listen to you all day. You're just the nurturing space that you come from, and that intention of the heart just to create that space and hold that space of love and unity for all. It's just what a welcome, what a welcome. And you've got some exciting things coming up. Sunday, November the 23rd is a very special day for you.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's the release of your latest book, The Soul Lifts from Bumps to Brilliance. And it's on a very special day as well. Would you like to speak to
I would. I'm jumping up and down for joy. I wrote From Bumps to Brilliance, Soul Lifts from Bumps to Brilliance, as a way to give back to people who'd lived through a lot of the stuff that the dragon will deliver. And, you know, I have chapters like gratitude and antidote to guilt and, you know, your soul's hidden agenda and are you past due for letting go. But there's 60 little tidbits that are really short. You can read them in a minute or less just to lift you when you open to any page. But even as important as out of the process of not knowing what was going to transpire as I wrote this book, I had this amazing revelation last week. Just last week, as I was helping give food for people in East L.A. to have a Thanksgiving dinner. So I came home and I heard Start International Soul Lifts Day. And within 36 hours, there are people around the world having little soul lift parties and soul lift events where they get to lift somebody by a simple act of kindness. And in Kenya and Hungary and Scotland and England and France and Canada, Peru, Argentina, people are just taking awareness that we can lift one another. And a true sign of the soul's presence is joy and happiness and service and gratitude and forgiveness. So I'd love all of your listeners to join me in making every day a soul lift day, where we lift ourselves, we notice when other people lift us, because that's how you slay the dragon.
Oh, that is just wonderful. What a beautiful legacy that you've initiated here again. Your work is refreshing and brilliant. It's really just the essence of who you are, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity to converse with you and have your gifts shared with our listeners. And I hope our listeners join me on Sunday on the Facebook page and write down their acts of kindness and share them with each other. I really think this can be a transformational movement for all. And, you know, people are saying your book, it's refreshing. You write from experience, and that's what I truly love about you, is you're real. And, you know, it's a guaranteed facelift. This soul lift is a guaranteed facelift because you're just going to be smiling so much when you get a hold of Dr. Lynn's newest book, The Soul Lift from Bumps to Brilliance. And I invite you to just click the button below to learn more on how to receive your copy of the first chapter, complete with a weekly soul lift. And Dr. Lynn, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're a dear friend of It's All About Women, and we are so blessed and truly grateful to share your experiences with our listeners and community. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Denise. Happy soul lifting.
Yes, happy soul lifting. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.